As farm bill negotiations continue in Washington, it's fairly certain that the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will be cut. One proposal would trim the food stamp program by $4 billion over the next decade. The other would cut roughly 10 times that much. That's after the Obama administration's recession-era boost to SNAP expired November 1st, leaving the average family with about $30 less to spend each month. But this isn't just an urban concern. Families living amid fertile farmland struggle to put food on the table and increasingly rely on SNAP benefits. Since the year 2000, the number of rural counties experiencing high poverty has gone up nearly 30%. To understand the hunger issues in rural America, Harvest Public Media's Peter Gray traveled to Marion County in far southern Illinois, which has a higher percentage of food stamp eligibility than the city of Chicago. He filed this report.
Sandoval, Illinois is a rural community at a crossroads, literally at Routes 50 and 51. On this clear, cold fall morning, those passing through who aren't in tractors or trucks hauling grain to the local elevator are headed to work outside of town, some commuting 70 miles west to the city of St. Louis. Many of those who stay in town, like 36-year-old Becky Miller, a divorced mother of two girls, work mostly minimum wage jobs. Miller makes $9 per hour at this daycare center along Route 51. To keep her kids fed, she relies on $200 each month in SNAP benefits. In Illinois, that means charging to a link card.
Small town, everybody knows everybody. They're in everybody's business. You know, if I was to go just to a local dollar store and use my link card and someone happened to see me, oh, it would be spread around. Sandoval, you have to be thick-skinned.
Whether they have thick skin or not, one in five households in this area qualifies for the federal food stamp program. And as Congress cuts those benefits, SNAP recipients in rural communities like Sandoval face a harsh reality. Other aid is simply harder to come by than in big cities. Miller sees every month just how real that is.
You usually go to churches, but if you need any kind of help, it's such a struggle around here to get help.
One helper in the area is Kathy Donnelly, who works in the school district. Donnelly's job is to make sure kids get what they need to stay in school. Her office is stacked to the ceiling with backpacks, toothpaste, underwear, socks, kits to remove lice. Around here, truancy officers have to go the extra mile to make sure hungry families get support when food stamps and other programs fall short.
I've been inquiring with kids, you know, what would you like for Christmas? Food.
Donnelly says just because parents get food stamps doesn't mean they can access healthy food.
The only public transportation we have in our area is a transit system that costs a boatload of money to be able to ride. So that's kind of a dead end. So a lot of these people are on foot.
Access to public transit, support programs, and financial education are big problems in many rural communities, says researcher Craig Gunderson at the University of Illinois in Urbana. He tracks hunger and food stamp issues.
There's a lot of rural areas with a great deal of challenges that they face, especially in some very small rural counties. So there's definitely pockets of rural counties with really high unemployment rates, really high poverty rates.
Just east of Sandoval in Odin, Illinois, population 1,000, Pastor Kurt Matthews unloads pallets of bread for storage at his church. He and his wife Kim rely on volunteers who drive hundreds of miles each week to truck in food. This is one of just 8 pantries in Marion County. By comparison, the city of St. Louis alone has about 80. This small ministry helps seniors and children alike. They've gone from 50 to 450 families since the mid-90s, and pantry director Kim Matthews says they're bracing for even greater need.
Because of the issues with the food stamps being cut, you know, the 1st of November, I mean, I cannot even tell you how many families said we get nothing now. They cut us totally off. No food stamps.
And with more cuts looming, that rural safety net may be stretched even further. Reporting from Southern Illinois, Peter Gray, Harvest Public Media.